when you heard that you were going to get the start? When did you find out, first of all?
Yesterday at practice.
Yesterday? What was your feeling when you found out?
I really didn't have a feeling. because it really doesn't matter who starts, it matters who finishes, but really. I was excited, of course, but at the same time, I still had to get focused for Clemson. That's how I got to be for the rest of the games.
Were you worried at all because of how your previous starts had gone, or you didn't even think about that?
No, I didn't even think about it. It wasn't about me at all. I think it was just about the team. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to make a statement. Just letting people know that when we play together, we really are dangerous.
Did you guys, I guess you watched video from like the Michigan State Louisville Kentucky games last night. Did that help you get in the right mindset?
It was pretty exciting for us. Just to see what we do good. I think that part of that transition to the court today, we could have did a lot of things better. But other than that, I think that we did pretty good.
Do you feel like James Michael maybe had more passion and energy today than he normally does?
Yeah, he's the leader of our team at all times. Like I said before, that's the guy that we go to talk about if he did good or bad, what we need to do better, what we need to help him with. So I think he was tremendous today. He's an awesome player.
Is he normally very vocal, or is he more just kind of lead by example?
No, he's vocal. Yes. Not as much as Marcus, but he's pretty vocal at all times.
When he's out there and giving high fives to fans and getting end ones and screaming, does that kind of feed off on all you guys?
Oh yeah, to see him get into the game, see his intensity. I think that we can feed off of that the whole season. Like I said before, he's the leader of our team, so when he's doing good, all of us doing good.
How do you carry this over, this urgency and this effort from this game? How do you carry this over?
Not worrying about this game and worrying about Georgia Tech. Going hard in practice tomorrow, going hard in practice on Tuesday, and just getting ready to go to Georgia on Wednesday.
It seemed like this was the most you guys have ever dove for loose balls, like you guys gotten on the floor. So it seemed like that?
Yeah, I think our intensity was great today. That's all Coach talked about was having a good great sense of urgency. That's what we did.
What was kind of the difference? They were getting to the offensive glass a lot early, and then you guys kind of stopped that. What kind of changed then?
Just wanting the ball. Demanding the ball. Just really wanting to get those extra shots that we need.
Did you guys feed off the crowd tonight, doing this for Trevor Risers? How did that help you?
Oh, yeah. They are incredible. I think that helps us a lot when they get into it. Because I think that kind of rattles the opposing team.
Yeah, they did look rattled.
Yeah. Yeah, so, Clemson's a good team. I think our fans and stuff did help us, though.
When you were watching the footage, or the tape of those games, those Michigan State, Louisville, Kentucky games, I guess, had you kind of forgotten what that team looked like? It had been so long. What was your feeling watching that?
It was overwhelming for us because we know we can play that way. I just think that we need to play that way all the time. We had great practices the last 3 days. I think that helped us a lot today. We have to keep that up on Monday and Tuesday.
Do you think anything specific is different for you personally now having three good games in a row? It's like you're starting to carry over some.
So I just wanting the ball, wanting to get rebounds. Basically just wanting to help the team as much as I can whenever I can.